Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get right into it.
Loving to listen to everybody's progress. It's awesome.
I know, isn't that crazy? Okay, out of the 13 people you sent to a presentation, how many do you know who actually went?
I think it was nine.
Nine? So you had nine people actually show up. That's great. That's awesome. If you scheduled 13 and you had nine show up, that's an awesome set of numbers there. Beautiful. Yep, you did a great job. But let's see if there's anything I can do to help even improve it from there.
Okay.
If you just stayed there, you're good. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Maybe it's the closing part that I'm having a
It is the closing part. Yeah, that's the problem. That's clearly the problem because if you're, talking to 21 people and you're scheduling 13 for a presentation, that's pretty good.
Okay.
That's really, really good. Trying to figure out what that percentage is right now, in fact. Divided by 13. Yeah, it's like 70%.
Okay.
That's huge. That's really huge. So if you want, because I'm not going to get a chance to role play with you twice, if you want to wait until Thursday for the closing,
I think that's the place.
I think that is a place cause to have a 70% show up ratio. That's just crazy. That's crazy good, crazy beautiful. But to have zero out of the nine, that we need to work on.
I shake in my boots at closing.
You shaking your boots when it comes to closing?
Yeah. I do.
Look at you. I'm all excited getting them to the presentation like, crap, now what do I do with them?
Exactly what happens. Exactly.
Oh, girl. Come on. Get over it. All right. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to say you should wait until the closing class. Keep those dials up, girl, because that'll make sure you get in there. Put a note in there. Highlight it, whatever.
Okay.
You know, Danny said that she'd role play with me next week. So make sure you put something in there for that. But keep the dials up because that keeps you closer to the top of the queue. Request another role play. Keep the presentations up. You know what I mean? Making sure you're getting plenty of people a presentation, and then we'll do that. And you actually got one product client out of it, so that's not bad either. One and nine is not bad.
Thanks.
It's not awesome, but it's not bad. What is awesome is a 70% show up ratio. That's awesome. And to get one out of the nine, I think that's great. I mean, that's good. So, but we could definitely find some places of improvement for there. All right? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Can I ask you one quick question that relates to why I think I'm stumbling?
Sure.
It has to do with, when you tell your story.
Yeah.
I have been avoiding, because telling things that I've accomplished.
Why?
I don't know, because it might be, sometimes it's intimidating. I don't know whether that sounds really ridiculous, but...
So you're saying that when I made my first million, I never told anybody that?
No. I mean, when I...
Would you say that's intimidating?
Yes.
Okay, so what the heck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
If I told my story, I made $250,000 my first year, and I made my first million the second year, I think my story would probably be a little bit more intimidating.
Way more intimidating.
So what are you worried about?
I guess it's because I was a rocket scientist,
To be honest with you, that adds credibility.
Okay.
That totally adds credibility.
Okay.
Yeah. So it says that you're a credible, honest, integrity kind of person.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That would not be intimidating at all.
Okay.
That would be, if anything, adding some great credibility to you. Trust factor, all of it. It's a wow factor.
Okay.
There's a rocket scientist doing this. Know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. But I'll
try it out.
I'll just do it.
Yeah, I mean, because your story is great as far as what it didn't offer. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
You still have plenty of Me Toos in your testimony. I read what you wrote.
Okay.
So that's all good.
Thanks.
It's not the profession that relates. It's the problems you had with it that relates.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Quit thinking so much, Patricia. This is not rocket science. And nor does it have to be. This is really simple. Okay, girl, I will talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks.
All right, hon. Okay, the next one I want to bring up is Eddie Metcalf.
Go ahead, Eddie. Your line is open.
Okay.
Hey dude, how's it going?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing very good. Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and get right into that closing, because that was the thing that I said that we needed to work on this week.
The prospecting part?
I mean, I'm sorry. Yes, the prospecting part.
Okay.
I apologize.
That's perfectly okay. After a busy weekend like you had, I can understand that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually had the most successful June we'd ever had. June First Steps. And Seattle was a good city. And they did a good job bringing a lot of people, which means we might have to come back someday in 2008 sometime. Okay, let's go ahead and see what I can do to help this part, help people show up.
That's the main thing. Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Eddie. I'm calling you because you'd requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, what do you guys have to offer?
You got a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Well, great. Just to save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions, kind of figure out what information to send you to.
Okay.
Okay. Danny, are you currently working from home?
I am not.
What do you do?
I'm a cocktail waitress.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for about a month and a half.
About a month and a half? You like it?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
What do you like about it?
I like the different types of people that I get to meet every day. I mean, my job changes throughout the day, so I like that part.
Really? So is it like a downtown place where business people go, or is it coastal?
I actually work in Hawaii.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Cocktail Waitress in Paradise.
You got it.
You gotta like that.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, what did you do before you were a cocktail waitress?
I actually owned a business.
Really? What kind of business did you own?
I owned environmental. I marketed environmental products, both air and water filtration systems, in commercial and residential units.
Well, sweet. Tell me more about that. What exactly does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, we had an entire product line that we could market, to office buildings and manufacturing and things like that to help keep their air quality better, which helps their equipment and as well as helps people not get sick. So, and as far as water filtration systems, I mean, we had full home units and things of that nature. So,
okay, great. Now, how long did you do that?
I did that for a year and a half.
Okay. A year and a half, then you must have been pretty successful with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. What did you like about that, the air purification and the water purification system?
The money.
You like the money?
Yep.
What kind of money did you make with it?
Six figures.
Six figures.
Yep.
Wonderful. You must have had a pretty good little organization built, pretty good business.
Yep, we did.
Wonderful. Well, great. Now, are you looking to replace the cocktail waitress income that you're making now or get back to the six-figure income you were making with your business?
Obviously, right now I think I'd like to just increase an extra $30,000.
Okay. No problem. Now, Danny, are you married?
I'm actually in the midst of getting a divorce.
Oh, so you're about to lose some weight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, great. Well, I hate to hear that, but if you're happy with it, that's good. Do you have any kids?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter.
Wonderful. How old is she?
She's four.
4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get to spend much time with her?
No, I actually don't.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you accustomed to right now, Danny?
I'm accustomed to about $1,500 a month.
Okay. And how much are you looking to generate with your home business?
At least another $30,000.
Another $30,000 over the next 12 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much monthly would you like to make?
I think an extra $2,500, I think is what it turns out to be.
$2,500. Okay, great. What would you do with that?
Pardon me?
What would you do with that $2,500 a month?
I have a debt that I need to pay off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty large debt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Do you have some capital set aside to start your business with, Danny?
Actually, I'm sure I can come up with something. Depends on how much it is.
Okay. Well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for, and there's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So my wife and I look for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you?
I'm pretty serious.
Why?
What is this all about? What are you guys selling?
Why are you serious?
Well, because I have a $35,000 debt that I need to pay off, and I don't ever want to be in this financial position again.
Okay. Well, great. Well, let me tell you about the company I'm with, Danny. I work with an 18-year-old debt-free company that's based out of Dallas, Texas. We have a distinguished track record of success. We're proud sponsors of the Special Olympics, the American Diabetes Cure to Tour Bicycle Race, and we're members of the Direct Sellers Association. We actually have clients who refer business to us on a monthly basis. The name of the company is XYZ, and it was founded by John Smith and John Q. Public. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay. Now, Danny, the people that we look for have three main qualities. They're team players, they're self-motivated, and they're dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, great. Do you still have that pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
Now, let me ask you, do you have that internet access?
Yeah, I do.
Can you get online while we're talking?
Actually, I can't. I'm not near my computer right now.
Okay, well, what is the best email address for me to contact you at?
You can contact me at danny@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, great. Danny, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a link to our website and, you know, make sure you get the information and download it. Now, what you're going to see is all the information you requested, okay? And please make sure you take really good notes when you look at it, because you're going to see a way that you can use the fact that you like people and you have experience building a business that you can generate that $30,000 that you're looking for over the next 12 months and pay off that $35,000 debt.
Now, okay.
The website is actually provided by the company, very clean, very easy to navigate. So all the information you requested is on there. Now, let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
123-456-789. Again, 123-456-789.
Okay.
Now, we are pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we're going to be making a decision real soon. So, of course, the sooner you can go to that website, the better. And, of course, depending on your response to the information is going to determine where you fit on the team or if it's a match. Now, are you available this afternoon at 4 o'clock?
Actually, I'll be at work. I start work at 3.
Okay. So what is the quickest, best time for us to get together that you're going to be able to look at the information and see if it's a match for you?
I think, let's see, today's Tuesday. Maybe Friday. I'm off on Friday.
Is there any way that you can look at the information a little quicker, because we're trying to bring this advertising campaign to a close, and we're going to be making a decision real soon. So, of course, the sooner you can go, the better it's going to be.
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could try to get to it on Thursday.
Okay. So what time? Do you have to work on Thursday, or are you off?
I work.
Okay. What's the best time for me to call you on Thursday before you go to work?
Let's say 1 o'clock.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll call you on Thursday at 1 o'clock, and, you know, we'll see if it's a match and what our next step might be. I know, remember, take really good notes, because you're going to see a way that you can get out of, you know, the $35,000 of debt that you're in, earn the extra money, and get what you want.
Okay, cool.
Talk to you soon.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay.
All right.
Now hammer me.
Cool. All righty. Let's see what I can do to help. First of all, again, you got yourself you're easy to talk to, very non-threatening, and, you know, come across very easygoing, and all of that works really, really well for you. It's not like, you know, you're hard to listen to or anything like that. You're just very easy to listen to, sound like the guy next door, and that, you know, has an element of trust that comes along with it. But the thing that's distracting that trust and having them not show up for that presentation or after you talk to them, is that it's really coming across very salesy. And let me give you some key words that are really triggering me. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, great. All right, great. Wow, that's wonderful. Wow, okay, great. That's wonderful. I mean, over the top. Okay. So that kind of triggers me into this guy's trying to sweet talk me into something, is what that does. So you might want to hold off on some of that. And the other part is that when we are during the part where you're trying to find out information about me, there's a lot more assuming going on than there is getting me to talk. And I'll give you a prime example. When you said, you know, are you married? I said, no, I'm actually going through a divorce. Oh, so you're going to be losing some weight here. Assuming that my divorce was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a painful thing for me. Okay, so I was being the cocktail waitress, and my husband just left me. You know what I mean? He's off in Japan with another woman, and I am homeless and high and dry. And so you are assuming in this case that me getting a divorce was, you know, a positive thing for me, and it's not. So that did not necessarily build trust nor a rapport. There were several different places in there where, for example, the question, like when you start off, and you recovered this, but you want to make sure you don't go on this path where when you say, you know, so do you like your job? That's a yes or no answer. Well, what do you like about it? Didn't ask me what I didn't like about it. That's a very important question because that reveals either needs or goals, one or the other.
Okay.
Now, you did find that I needed to pay off some debt, but that ain't the only thing because you would have found that I hate the environment I work in, that it's very, very negative, and that my boss, you know, he and his wife are working there, and they fight all the time. Man, that's like an everyday thing that bugs me. That's more motivating for me to get out from under than my debt that seems unattainable.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So that's something I could touch and feel because I have to deal with it every day. As far as that debt, like $35,000 debt, dang. That's like a huge problem. I don't know if I feel like I can do it. Important to say the thing about the debt, but also that, like I said, the thing that reveals the bad side of it. So there was more in other words, you did more of the talking than I did, and that's not good. That's not going to establish trust. Even although you have like this trusting voice, you're the guy next door, you know what I mean? All that part's going for you. You're not using that part for your benefit because of the assuming that's going on instead of getting me to talk more about my situation. There was more interaction about what you thought about my situation than there was about me talking about what I think about my situation. The other thing I would leave out is the part about my wife and I. You just made your opportunity seem really small.
Okay.
Okay. So it would just be, we're looking for. Okay.
Okay.
Direct Selling Association, who cares? This prospect could care less about that, and you just gave it away that you're selling something.
Okay.
So I would not even say that at all. That's not credibility to a prospect at all.
Okay.
You know, your company story, we got to beef that up a little bit. I think it's great that you guys are giving to charitable organizations, and I would leave that towards the bottom. But there was nothing in there that is wow, wow, wow for me. It sounds, you know, just very vague instead of some specific track record. 18 years old, yeah, that has a good track record. You know what I mean? Been in business for 18 years, that's awesome. But if you can, unless the company does not disclose this information, company sales volume. You know, if they don't give that, we are a multi-million dollar, 18-year-old company. Tens of thousands of reps internationally. We've had clients with our company for, you know, years, you know, however many years, you know, what's the oldest client that you guys have had? Is it 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, in fact, we have had people, we've had clients with our company for 18 years because of their satisfaction with us. And not only that, their satisfaction has caused them to refer business to us as well on a monthly basis. So we kind of want to beef that up a little bit. Are they debt free? Are they profitable? If they're not, don't even worry about it. Don't say it. But we want to find some just really strong facts about the company And then the whole charitable thing I think is great. You know, we're proud sponsors of this and that. All that is like, oh, that's sweet. That's cool. But we need some more wow in there. You know, if you use the, if you use in the back of the script book, you know, there's a bit of a, you know, there's some guidelines there. So you want to try to follow more along the factual guidelines about, you know, telling your company stories and see if you can find some information out about the company. I'm sure you can.
Okay.
You did a good job picking up on some of my needs, strengths, and goals. You did a good job there and repeating it back to me. That part was good. Now, when it came time where I was trying to put you out Friday, you did a good job not just booking me for Friday, but, you know, you booked me for Thursday.
Would I have been better to transition into, like, a three-minute sizzle call at that point in time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Definitely take me over to a sizzle call and then close me after that sizzle call. But even so, because you could tell I was trying to put you off, and I was trying to ask you questions. The reason is because I felt like I was being sold. So I'm definitely not going to be there on Friday, nor will I be there on Thursday, because I thought I was being sold. And so, you know, your thing was, you know, Danny, is there any way that you would be able to? That's begging me.
Okay.
Totally begging me. So let me help you on how do you handle that. You just say, wow, gosh, man, that's too bad. Because we will have wrapped up this advertising campaign by then, and I don't believe that you'd even have a shot at that point. So, you know, is there any way that you can look at that information today? You know, what's your schedule like today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, and I would say, well, you know, I'm actually at a friend's house, and she doesn't have a computer, and I got to go home. I got to get ready. You know, for work, okay, what time do you go to work? I go to work at 3. Okay, all right, well, it's 10 o'clock now. You think maybe you might head over to your house and take a look at it beforehand? All right, sure, I'll go ahead and do that. You know, or find out what my schedule is the next day.
Yeah.
You know, like hour by hour what my schedule is the next day. So, okay, so you go to work at 3. Gosh, so, like, what's your shift? Oh, I work till 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my gosh, so what time do you get up in the morning? You know what I mean? Finding more about why my schedule is what it is.
Right.
Getting me to talk about that.
Okay.
You know? So, but yeah, instead of, you know, man, is there any way that you'd be able to, you know, because we are, my wife and I, we wanted to wrap up this advertising campaign. In other words, you begged me first and then told me why you were begging me.
Okay.
So, you don't want to do that with me. You want to just say, man, that's too bad. We're pretty much going to have things wrapped up by then. We would have made a decision from this campaign that we're running. Man, we got a lot of different people we got to interview. So, man, if there's any way that you'd be, what's your schedule like today to just go ahead and, you know, get through this information? Or I would just take me to that sizzle call.
Okay.
All right, cool. So those are specific reasons why they're not showing up. That's the main reason, is that more of a salesy kind, you're coming across more trying to sell them. And again, in 2007, man, people are just, they're hip on that stuff. Just like you and I are. You got a telemarketer calling your house. You don't want to talk to them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Unless I can.
So, what's that?
Unless I can recruit them.
Unless you can recruit them, and that's the only reason why. But typically, you know, we don't want to talk to them. And why? Because we know why they're calling.
Exactly.
We don't care what they're selling. We know why they're calling, and no thank you. And so, yeah, so if you kind of, in fact, I'm going to take you through this front part of this thing.
Okay.
I'm going to take you through the front part of it so you can experience what it feels like not to be sold. All right, so are you currently working from home, Eddie?
Actually, I'm not.
All right, what is it that you do for a living?
I'm a school teacher and I coach football.
No way.
Well.
What grade do you teach?
I actually teach high school PE.
High school PE. Oh, how long have you been doing that?
I've been teaching school for 10 years.
Okay. So you went to college, obviously, and that was like the specific class you wanted to teach?
Well, not really. I kind of got a pre-law degree, but then wanted to continue coaching football, so that was the best thing for me to do, was go back and get a degree in teaching.
You got a pre-law degree?
Yeah, I did.
No way.
I did.
How come you did not take the law?
I really didn't want to wear a suit.
That is the only reason?
That's the only reason.
Are you serious?
Hey, I didn't want to wear a suit, and I finally bumped into somebody who told me, they kind of asked me, what do you call 2,500 lawyers in the bottom of the ocean? And they said,
what?
Good start. So that's how I ended
up. What was it? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
A good start. So that's how I ended up teaching?
Okay, so what do you like about teaching PE classes and coaching football?
Well, I enjoy the kids. I enjoy being around the kids and the relationship that I have with the coaches that I work with. We're a really close-knit group of guys. And, you know, I enjoy seeing just kids progress.
How so?
Well, just seeing kids get it, you know. Seeing people when they start off not knowing how to do something, and you can take them through a process and a system that teaches them how to do it.
Right. So are you able to see kids like from their freshman year all the way to their senior, or what do you teach, varsity or JV?
Varsity. We actually start with them the summer of their rising ninth grade year. So we actually work with them throughout their entire high school.
Wow. Okay. And what do you not like about teaching and coaching?
What I don't like is that I spend more time with other people's kids than I do my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how many kids do you have?
I have two kids.
And how old are they?
I have an 8-year-old girl and a 19-month-old boy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a while.
Yeah.
And the girl ain't going to play football.
No, she's not. I tried to get her to the first couple of years, but she tended to lean toward the pom-poms.
Okay. All right. So, okay, that's understandable. All right. So, are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I would like to supplement it at first, but eventually I would like to work into a full-time deal.
Okay. Now, obviously, you're married?
Correct.
Yeah. What does your wife do?
She's a school teacher also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What years does she teach?
She teaches special education.
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
But it's high school.
Now, what, for the high school?
Yeah, for the high school.
Do you work at the same school?
We actually do. We work for the same school. I'm actually the head football coach and athletic director, and she dabbles in the cheerleading a little bit, so we're both.
Does she really? All righty. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a business before?
I have not.
Okay. Hey, how much time did it take you to get a pre-law degree?
It took 5 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
It was a long time.
Do you think you'll ever use it?
Nope. I don't.
Not at all?
Never.
What did you like about law that made you go in that direction to begin with?
You know, I don't know. I kind of just wanted to go into it because you can make a lot of money with it.
Really? All right. And you found that the suit wasn't worth the money.
No, the suit wasn't worth the money, and I settled for the least paying profession in the country.
I know. Okay. Now, what level of income are you currently accustomed to?
Combined or independently?
Independently.
I earn $42,000 a year.
Okay, that's not bad. And what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
Sky's the limit.
Okay. Do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
I can get it.
Okay. All right, let's stop right there. All right, cool. Let me take you through the other way. I just finished and I got quite a bit of information about you and what motivates you out of this whole thing. But let me take you back through the other way.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Cool. So are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay, awesome. Great, wonderful. So what is it that you do for a living?
I coach football and teach school.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now that's great. And what do you like about that?
Well, I like working with the kids and the coaches, the relationship I have with the coaches.
Yeah, that must be fun. Kind of an old boys club kind of thing.
I see where you're going. I feel you.
See where you're going.
I'm embarrassed.
Eddie, I'm really floored that you were you have a pre-law degree and you never used it.
You never did.
That was an expensive learning experience.
Yeah, it was. Well, But it was a learning experience.
For sure. My goodness. Anyway, so there you go. Okay, so there's, and I believe that you're genuinely interested in people. Obviously, you wouldn't be successful, you would not have been successful as a football coach if, you know, you didn't have that kind of genuine interest in people. And you're a motivator, which is so beautiful for the business model that you're in. And so all of that is awesome. We just we don't need to sell anybody.
Okay.
We don't need to sell anybody anything. We can absolutely find what they need and lead them with what they need. But if we are coming across trying to sell them, if our first and foremost idea is to sell them and to convince them and to persuade them, we're not going to get that information nor get the trust to make them want to listen to us.
Okay.
That's the main thing. Okay, cool.
Thank you
awesome.
Very much. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Absolutely. Okay, so let me bring up my next one. The next one is Lionel. Lionel Lumerock. Lumerock, something like that. Lamarck, I don't know. Monique, are you catching him? Lionel, press number one. Say hello.
Yes, Lionel, go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, let's go ahead and check you out here. See what I can do for you.
Ooh.
Go ahead and grab your script book, and let's go.
Okay, is it normal that my heart is racing a million miles an hour? Right?
Totally. No worries, dude. I don't bite today. It's only Tuesday.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Whew, man.
All right, let's go.
Wow, I've been on stage in front of thousands of people. I've never been this nervous.
I'll have some grace, I promise. Okay, hello.
Hi, Danny?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Lionel. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I don't think I requested any information about working from home.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, Danny. I see your name as Danny Johnson. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And you are in California?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, this must be a problem here because, you know, I have to check with my advertising company because I see here that, you know, you requested information about actually working from home and making extra money. Are you not looking at making extra money, Danny?
Well, I'm always looking to make extra money.
Okay, great. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Good job, Lionel. Good job. Okay, so hold on. Let me just help you with that one little thing that you just did. Okay, good job. You knew the words to say. That was absolutely beautiful. But what you didn't do is you didn't get me on your side. You just kind of made me feel like I was lying. So let me. There's just a couple little keywords that you left out that would have made a difference. And I know you must have it memorized, obviously, because you've dealt with this response before, and you did a really good job flipping it around and getting me to say yes. So that was perfect. But here's what you can do to get me on your side. Just say, you know, I just want to make sure that our advertising agency isn't messing around with us. So are you at such and such, you know, address and or whatever, you know, such city and state? That's all. Just that one little phrase. Gonna flip her, you know, Lionel, man, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that this advertising agency isn't messing us over or isn't, you know, deceiving us or isn't, you know, giving us false information. So, Lionel, I have you at such and such city and state, and I have you at 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10 phone number. Man, is that right? Well, gosh, they said right here that you're looking for a way to make some extra money. Are you looking for a way to make some additional income? Yes, great. Do you have pen and paper handy? So that's all. Just change that little, tweak that little thing, and you'll get them more on your side
okay.
versus making me feel like I lied. Okay, so yes, I have a piece of paper and a pen.
Okay, great. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Are you
okay.
working from home?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What is it that you do for a living?
I actually work in a bindery.
In a bindery?
Okay. Yeah.
What is that exactly? I'm not familiar with the bindery.
Well, it's actually my father's business, and what it is, printers basically hire him to cut, collate, staple, you know, bind with glue, making books, brochures, things of that nature.
Okay, okay. So what do you do there exactly?
I'm actually in the accounting office.
Oh, okay, accounting. So are you
yep.
the one that does all the books, or what is your
yep. office? Yep, I do the books.
How long have you been doing that?
Just a few months.
Just a few months?
And yeah.
How do you like it?
I love crunching numbers.
You love crunching numbers. That's good to
know. Yeah.
What did you do before working, you know, in your finder's binder?
Before that, I actually worked in an appliance store.
Okay. And what did you do at the appliance store?
I was a rent-to-own manager.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, I ran this little corner, basically, of a huge appliance store where people that could not afford to buy a refrigerator or a washer and dryer or whatever, they could rent one from me and rent to own it. So I would help, you know, those people figure out what it was that they were qualified for and, you know, do all the paperwork and da-da-da-da.
Okay. So what do you like best about what you did there?
I liked being in charge.
And what was it?
I like helping the customers.
Okay, good. What is it that you did not like about what you did then?
I had some creepy salesmen that I worked with.
What do you mean by that?
They're just creepy. You know, they'd wait for me after work, want to walk me to my car, trying to get a date, things like that. Just it's creepy.
Okay.
Staring at me throughout the day, just creepy.
Okay. So now are you thinking of... replacing your income, Danny, or are you looking at just supplementing it?
I need to replace it as soon as possible.
Okay. How come?
Well, my stepmother hates my guts. And, you know, she had a personal vendetta against my mom, and she kind of has transferred that over to me. So she's doing whatever she can to make my life miserable at my job.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What is she doing
yeah.
exactly?
What's that?
What is she doing exactly?
She's just rude. She's just rude. She's just mean-spirited, and she hates me, and she makes sure that I know she hates me. So, you know, she's just constantly chattering at my dad, trying to get him to get me out of there, or, you know, she doesn't like it when my dad spends any time with me.
Okay. So, Danny, are you married? Do you have any children?
I'm not married, but I have a 6-month-old daughter.
So now, have you ever, you said 6 months old?
Yeah.
That's so cute. That's wonderful. Is this your first?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, are you, have you ever been self-employed or own a home business? A home business before?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what that's all about, actually.
Okay, okay. Now, what level of income are you accustomed to, Danny?
I make about $1,500 a month.
Okay. And what kind of income would you like to generate over the next 12 months?
I would love to make like $50,000 a year.
Okay. What would that do for you?
I think that would, you know, just make things a bit more comfortable, more stable.
What do you mean by that?
You know, just to have plenty of money to do whatever it is that I need to do.
Now, do you have some capital set aside to start your business, Danny?
I'm sure I can come up with something. I mean, how much does it cost to get started?
Okay. You know, Danny, our company, we have quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So tell me, Danny, how serious are you about starting your own business?
I'm very serious.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, I don't know how much longer I can take dealing with my stepmother. And although I love what I do working with my dad, that's just not going to work long term at all. And, you know, I've got to find something that I can just, like, sink my teeth into and drive it hard and have a blast doing it.
Okay, Danny. Let me tell you a little bit about the company that I work with. We are a 14-year-old multi-million dollar organization that's placed in a $7 trillion industry that's growing at 23% a year. We have thousands and thousands of clients all over the world who really love what we do and constantly refer business to us. We've been featured in a publication over the last 3.5 years. That's a trade publication that has a subscriber base of over 250,000.
Wow.
Danny, have you ever heard of XYZ Company?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. You still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. You have internet access, Danny?
I do here at my job.
Okay.
I
want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
Danny@yahoo.com.
Okay. I'm going to be sending you a link to our website to make sure that you can get the
okay.
information. By the way, do you have access to the internet while you talk to me?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm right here in front of my computer.
Wonderful. You know, let me make sure that you don't have any problems downloading that information, okay?
Okay.
So, okay. Now, go ahead and go to www.xyz.com.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Now, Danny, when you pull up that website, you know, there's a couple of different things that I want to direct you to. There's going to be a presentation right in front that I want you to be able to take a look at. It'll take you about 5 minutes or so to go through that and get the information there. And then there's two other links that I want to direct your attention to. The first one is the testimonials, because that'll explain to you our system and what it does for people. And
okay.
the second is our product link, because that'll explain to you exactly what we do. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Danny, make sure that you take some really good notes on this website, because on there is the information that you requested, you know, about being able to step away, you know, from what's happening with your work. You know, you can get away and not have to be able to deal with your stepmother, you know, making it hard for you. You can be in a position where you can make that, you know, $50,000 that you'd like this year. So that could really help you take care and do the things that you want to do, you know, around the house. So you don't have to be going crazy anymore. And you can actually have a lot more fun and enjoy everything that you're doing, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Danny, let me give you my phone number. It is 602-123-456-789.
Okay.
Okay, now, we're pre-skinning a lot of people right now, Danny, so we're going to be making a decision real soon. I don't know if this is going to work out with us or not, but the sooner you can go, you know, we can go through the information, the better. Now, depending on your responses to this information, Danny, is going to determine whether or not we'll be able to work together and where you fit on the team. So if you're available in the next 15 minutes or so, because it takes about that long to go through the information, I will go ahead and call you back and see if it's a match, and we'll figure out what the next step might be, okay? I have a couple of interviews to conduct, so I'll call you back in about 15 minutes, and we'll see where we go from there, okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, Danny. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, cool. All right. Honestly, Lionel, you did a wonderful job. You did really, really good. There's a couple little things. One is that you're very low on the phone,
okay.
Meaning I can barely hear you, which makes it hard for me to be captivated by your voice. And so I want to hear you project yourself a bit more, either that or change the handset, get a different phone, something, because it's too – I had to turn my volume up over here just to even hear you. So you want to – I want to hear you project yourself a little bit more, because it's almost coming across standoffish. You're very casual, which is so good, and you're non-threatening, which is so good, but it's a little too far on the other side of casual and non-threatening. And so we got to – kind of beef it up a little bit, project your voice a little bit louder. It's almost like you're whispering off in some corner somewhere.
Okay.
Is that what?
Okay.
So I need you to jump out there a little bit more, hear you louder a bit more. The other thing is that I love the fact that you've adapted to the concept of the prospect's name, you know, to say their name, but you can almost say it too much. And in fact, you did. And that gives it away that you are really trying to sell me. If I can tell you're selling my name, saying my name, then that's not a good thing. And so, like, for example, in that very last part, you know, okay, Danny, let me give you my phone number, Danny. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now. We'll be making a decision here real soon. So the sooner, Danny, that you can go to the website, My name isn't anywhere in that last paragraph. It doesn't say their name anywhere in that last paragraph. There's only in here just a couple points, you know, where to do it, because we can do it too much. And when we do it too much, then we know we're being sold. So those two things were the main things that I picked up. And so, again, when it comes across too quiet, then, man, it just really, you know, it's almost frustrating to try to stress to hear you. So I'm more focusing on stressing to hear you versus hearing what you're saying.
Okay.
All right? So we want to definitely, Mike, project yourself a little bit more, make sure that you're being heard. And, you know, you might have to use a different phone. I don't know if you have a volume control on a headset or whatever, but you want to, that could definitely be a deterrent. So you want to for sure be projecting yourself for now until you're able to solve whatever that is that's causing that to happen. And as far as, I felt like even through, there's a point where you can almost ask too many questions as well. I don't feel like you necessarily asked too many questions, but you kept trying digging on things that I just wasn't willing to open up on. And so, like, for example, you know, what level of income are you accustomed to? About $1,500 a month. Well, what kind of income are you looking at generating over the next 12 months? An extra $50,000 a year. What will that do for you? I don't know. That just felt a little too, I don't have that question in there for a reason. But it felt just a little too interrogative or a little too personal for me. You know, I don't know. I you know, just make me more comfortable. Well, how so? If there's any place to ask me more questions, it's more about my, you know, my career and figuring out my strengths and all that kind of stuff, because you essentially already found, you know, I want to make an extra $50,000 a year. Okay, great. Well, do you have capital set aside to start your business? Yes, I do. And just move on. I wouldn't necessarily, have that in there. It's like a, I don't know why that question rubs me the wrong way. I've heard several of you ask me that question. It just rubs me wrong. I don't know why it rubs me wrong, but it rubs me wrong. It's almost like you're looking for something to, you know, let's put it this way. This is an interview. This is an interview. So on an interview, would you ever be asked what that money would do for you?
No.
Never. But married, kids, yes. Self-employed, owned a home business, yes. You're finding out the history of the person. What kind of income? Yes. You know, if I was, you know, going to be qualified for a loan, they'd have to know, you know, what my financial situation was. You know what I mean? So there's a distinct difference between, you know, an interview and someone trying to sell me. You know, so, you know, a car salesman is going to ask me, so what, you know, what would this car do for you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that question just rubs me wrong every time I hear it. And I've heard several of you guys say it. I don't know where you got it from, but for me, I don't like that question. That just rubs me a bit the wrong way. Because I like to keep this an interview. And I like to keep the posture stated as an interview, sell me. And, you know, so that, I wish I would have said that before to others. Hopefully they're listening. But I don't have that question in there for a reason, because it crosses over to a line into selling instead of interviewing. And, so yeah, that's about all that I found. I mean, I felt like you wrapped my needs, and, I think you did a great job, you know, and you did awesome here too. You know, I said, well, my stepmother kind of makes things difficult for me. Really? Oh man, I'm sorry. How? That, you were genuinely concerned there, Lionel. That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. You could have camped out a little bit more about where I was and what I was doing, you know, what I like about it. You actually found out, you know, why I was looking to get out of that, and that was good. You know, what I liked about my old job, what I didn't like about it, you know, that was good. Yeah, replacing my income, all that was good, you know. I felt like you were genuinely concerned. The only frustrating part is I could barely hear you. And so that makes me kind of not listen. I'm just more focused on what? You know what I mean? Your company track record, all that was good, very impressive. Yeah. So those would be the things that I would change if I were in your shoes.
Okay.
The rest of it sounded good.
Cool. Thank you.
Very, very good. All right, cool. Let me bring up my next one. Are we? Pulling up my sheet. One, two. Hold on. Not on that one. Here we go. Okay, next. Hold on. Yep. Janina Bits Vesquez.
Janina, go ahead and press the number one on your touch tone phone. Your line is open.
I'm sorry.
No worries, baby.
I was pressing.
How you doing?
Button. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, nearly.
Doing wonderful.
Oh, wow. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, good job having scheduling 17 people for a presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, 19, talking to 19 people and scheduling 17. How many actually went to your presentation?
I don't have the figures in front of me. More of those presentations were people that just weren't, you know that line. You just, they don't quite, I can't think of the word right now. But I sent them to your presentation because they weren't quite sure or something like that. They had another business already and... Or just there was just something that there wasn't clicking sort of thing, so I sent them to your presentation. Most of them
uh-huh.
were there, and I think about, I had five or six sent to the business presentation.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had, and many of them I followed up with. Some hadn't seen the information, so I went on to the next step of getting them to watch this, go to the next step, you know, creating that eager want to go do it again. And they were going to do that, and also sending them on to doing some homework to get them on the fast track, saying that I wanted to establish someone as soon as possible in this position and getting them on the, you know, start generating the money in the next 7 days and stuff like
uh-huh.
that. And they basically next themselves.
Right.
They fell off the face of the planet. So I'm not sure if it's me, but I'm pretty sure it could be. So I'm willing to accept that it could be, I'm done failing. I had this huge big moment today with my son today, and it came from you. It really did. I was taking him to the car to his swimming lesson, and I said, you know, do you want to, you know, keep behaving like this with this kind of attitude and sit on the sidelines and watch your classmates enjoying themselves, succeeding, and going on with the rest of life? And it just went off in my head. That's what you're doing. I'm like, you're sitting on the sidelines watching everyone succeed and have fun. It's fucked. Like, how long can you do this for? So I'll keep pressing through. You can put me through the ringer. Go for it. I'm gonna figure this out someday.
Yes, you will, Janina. There's no doubt in my mind. There is truly no doubt in my mind.
Your prayers. Every time you touched my hands last time I was in Baltimore, I believe that was for Diligent Hands. You prayed over me about shame at another seminar and spoke about David. I found that scripture the other day. It broke my heart. I believe.
Right on.
I really do. You'll get there.
Awesome.
He's given me a picture that I will be a six-figure income earner.
That's right, baby.
And
you will, Janina. You
will. I will.
You absolutely will.
I want to be.
And you'll be an inspiration.
Thank you. I want to be at least before my 30th, if not my 31st birthday.
How old are you now?
I am 29.
29.
I'll be.
Give yourself some time.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
put a parameter. Don't put a parameter. It needs to be. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care whatever it takes. Because when you put a parameter on there like that, guess what? You might get halfway there and still feel like a failure at 30.
Yep. Well, what you've done.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What you've done in my life so far, you've changed. I'm homeschooling 4 kids.
Jesus.
Under the age of 7.
Ugh.
I have a 2-year-old who can do things of a kindergartner.
Wow.
It blows my mind. I have a 4-year-old who can master a laptop. I've paid off $90,000 worth of debt. We'll be debt free in 3 years. My marriage has been insanely blessed. You're helping me be, you know, I was raised to be above a man. And I'm trying to bring myself down and let my husband on it. I can figure it out. JP inspired me just to keep going because of what you have done in my life. I can figure it out to do it in my business.
Well, if you can do all that's already been done. you know what I mean, in your life, because that stuff needed to come together, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have got different stuff and different things that need to be changed, and you did the things that could be changed immediately,
mm-hmm.
and you did an amazing job. And as far as the man thing, submitting to him is just honoring him, doesn't mean you're below him.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean it that way. Just came out that way.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure, in case someone else is listening, that they think Danny thinks you need to be below a man.
Uh-oh.
No, I think you need to honor. Honor and respect, which honor and respect is honor and respect. Yeah, I believe that we're co-laborers. Yep, we're co-laborers with them. And that's important. We're a partnership.
Like God
and
said,
they have a different head than we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and see what I can do to find to help you.
Okay.
Here real quick. All righty. Start at the top.
I'm not sure if it's prospecting or it's closing or it's both.
It's prospecting.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Janina. I'm calling you back. You had requested some information about working from home. What can I do for you?
What do you guys have available?
Would you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay, just to save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions just to figure out what information to direct you to. Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
What is it that you do for a living?
Oh, my gosh. Janina, I have role-played with you before, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
I cannot believe the dynamic difference just right there. You have grown so much. You have. You're, like, totally speaking with authority, girl.
No way.
Yes. Absolutely. No, I mean, just hearing you right there, because I'm like, oh, man, I remember a couple of times I've role-played with you in the past, and I am floored. Massive difference. I'm so proud of you.
You just want to make me cry right now because I didn't.
I'm serious. I mean, it's a massive difference. Major growth right there. Just like my Enid Hobson now can sponsor people every single week, and man, she couldn't for the longest time get anyone to even show up for anything. In fact, she used to have people just hang up on her all the time. And I role played with her a couple weeks ago, and I just want to cry because I'm like, dang, look at that. Yeah, massive difference, Janina. Massive. You are full on speaking with authority, not over the top with too much, you know. I'm trying to sell you, trying to sell you. I don't feel like you're trying to sell me right there at all. You're like, real a matter of fact, I got it going on, and you need to tell me why you should be working with me. That's what I was feeling from there. I did not want to hang up on you. I didn't want to say I'm not interested. I just felt compelled to now try to impress you. So that was so good. I'm sorry. I had to come outside of my skin there for a second because you remember how it used to be in the past. Very good. Very, very good. Now, you make sure you're continuing to smile, even though you're having this authority. You're right on track. You're right on track. Okay, so let's go ahead and go there. Are you currently working from home? No, I'm not.
What is it you do for a living?
What do I do this time? I'm trying to find my list of professions that I used to do. Okay, who am I today? I'm a decorator.
Really? What kind of decorator?
I work for JCPenney's, and I'm what they call a custom decorator.
Okay, and so what do you mean by a custom decorator?
Well, JCPenney's basically specializes more so into carpets and drapes. So, you know, a customer will call our store, they'll answer some kind of advertisement, and we go into their homes and we help them pick different types of fabrics for their windows or, you know, blinds or, you know, mini blinds or wood shades and things like that, and help them, you know, basically to complete their room.
Cool. How long have you been doing
that? Yeah, it's fun. I have been doing that for 8 months now.
Awesome. And what do you like about it?
You know, I love being able, basically it's like I don't have a boss. Only once a week do I actually have to go into the store, and I spend one day a week in the store, you know, kind of picking up the customers that kind of walk by our little section.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the time I'm out in the field, and I pretty much make my own hours. So I don't have like somebody, you know, watching me all the time and I don't even have somebody once a week watching me. So I like being able to go into somebody's house and kind of take control of the situation and see how much I can help them with their home and also I like the challenge of being able to you know, start with a very ugly situation and making it beautiful and then going into other rooms. Maybe they only called me for the living room, but by the time I'm done, I've gone through every room.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
So what do you dislike about it?
I don't like the other decorators that I have to work with.
Really? How so?
They're a bunch of wenches. They are. They're terrible. They're over double my age. They hated me from day one. They didn't think that I was qualified, and they were right. I wasn't qualified. Why I got the job, I have no idea. But I'm the number one decorator in the store, and they hate that.
Really? How did you become number one?
I don't know. I mean, my very first month, I was number one. I haven't got a clue, and I've been holding that title for eight straight months.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, oh, good. So are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I'd like to supplement it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really don't know, you know, how much potential, you know, this really has. So I just want to make more money.
Okay. Are you married? Do you have kids?
I am not married, and I do not have any kids.
Cool. Well, I've got lost. I'm sorry. Completely mm-hmm. froze just then. So have you been self-employed or owned your own business before?
No.
Okay. Well, what level
is that a problem?
No. Have okay. you... I'm sorry, I just completely, just my brain went spaz. What happened just then?
Take your finger, take your finger, uh-huh. and put it right at the next question and follow along. It's real simple. Go ahead. I do that too. I do that too. No worries.
No way. Sorry. You got me all emotional, Minda, plus my plot.
Sorry.
That's okay. So what line of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I think I would like to generate, I think I'd like to double my income.
Okay. So what are you making right now to double it?
$30,000.
Okay. Hey, do you have any capital set aside to start your own business?
I have some savings, but I don't know exactly how much it costs to get started.
Well, you know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting up someone in a home business successfully. So we're looking for people that are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
I'm very serious.
Tell me why.
Because I want to be able to, I have an old car, I want to buy a new one. I'm renting an apartment, I want to buy a house.
Great. Do you still have your pen and paper handy?
I do.
Let me tell you a bit about our company. We were founded in December of 2005. In our inaugural year, 2006, we did $15 million in revenue. We are a part of a $7 trillion industry set to double in the next decade. We have over 30,000 representatives nationwide and tens of thousands of satisfied clients all over the nation. And because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis. We are currently debt-free, privately held, and based out of Dallas, Texas. We have been in a number of different publications. Danny, have you heard of HBC or Your Business at Home magazine?
HBC, I think. I've picked that up once or twice.
Okay, great. We were founded by Mr. John Smith and Mr. Matthew Parkinson. Our name of our company is XYZ Company. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Great. Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They are a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
I do.
Great. Do you have Internet access?
I do.
Okay. I just want to confirm the best email to contact you at.
Okay.
The best one.
It would be danny@yahoo.com.
danny@yahoo.com. Is that a D-A-N-I?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do is send you a link to our company. Actually, by the way, do you have access to the Internet while talking to me?
I do, actually.
Okay, just go ahead and head over to your computer. I just want to make sure you can download this information. Is it your day off today?
Actually, no, it's not.
No, so are you at home?
I am. That's where I go in between calls.
Oh, cool. So what have you got lined up for work today?
I actually have two appointments today,
yeah.
And it's okay. I mean, I have 100% closing ratio, so I mean, I've pretty much gotten to the point where if I see 1 to 3 clients a day, I will make, you know, in fact, December, you know, which is like the slowest month of the year, I only had 4 clients the entire month, and I still made $2,500. So
wow,
that's pretty stoked. I know, it's fun.
Wow, and so what's like the is it commission based or hour based that you get?
Straight commission.
Straight commission. So what's like the
straight commission?
What's the percentage you get on your commission?
10.
So, what's the highest commission you've got?
I made $4,000 in a month before.
Wow. Did you do out the whole house?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying, $4,000 in 1 month. So you're saying like the highest job I've ever done?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I've done a whole, carpeted the whole house. I mean, that's like, it could be $10,000. So I make a grand on just that appointment.
I'm sorry. Danny, are you over at your computer now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I just want to make sure you can download. The website is www.xyz.com.
Okay.
Has that come up?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll see three links on your left-hand side. It says 1, 2, 3. What I need you to do is to do those three steps. Now, on that website, Danny, is where you're going to get that information of how you're going to be able to supplement your current income, possibly even double it, using the skills and the abilities that you have obviously shown in the very short time that you were JCPenney's, obtaining the number one position, but using those skills and abilities to also be able to increase your income that you had, helping other people be able to change their life, change the dynamics of what's going on in their lives, adding to your income and possibly even theirs. So on that website, you're going to get that information. What I need you to do is to take some really good notes of what you're about to review, and then I'll call you back in 30 minutes, and then at that point we'll decide whether we'll be worked together and where you'll fit in on our team. Before I go, you still have your pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Just to let you know, we're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and we'll be taking our decision here real soon, so the sooner you review that information, we'll determine whether or not we work together and where you fit in on our team. My name is Janina.
Okay.
And that's spelled J-A-N-I-N-A.
Okay.
Okay. My phone number is 703-221-0736.
Okay.
Again, that's
703-221-0736.
And then I'll give you a call back in 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty.
Bye.
Wow. Janina, you are good.
Am I?
You are. You are. You are good. You're really good.
Really?
Yes. I mean, your body language is perfect. Your voice inflections, that's what I mean by your body language, it was perfect. There's only one little tiny itty-bitty area, and that was it. And that was that once you started reading the script, you got yourself into a rhythm where I could tell you were reading.
Okay.
And so, you could tell when you were moving to the next line. So we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home-based business? Mm-hmm. So you just got yourself kind of in a little bit of a rut once you got into the bulk of the script. But that was it. But the rest of it was beautiful. Janina, beautiful. I mean, I literally, you're actually the only one that I've role-played with so far where I feel this, I better impress her. Which is what you pulled out of me. I gave you my whole little resume. I was number one. I only have 2 appointments. That's okay because I have 100% closing ratio. I mean, you pulled my resume out of me because of your posture. It was not over the top. It wasn't underrated. It was perfect. Posture was good. The only part was the rhythm. Once you got into this thing, you kind of lost me a little bit because of the rhythm. But any place where there was interaction, you were beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely perfect.
I'm floored.
Yeah, me too.
Because the last time I role play with you, you just called me out. You said, why do you think you're worthless?
And dude, that's what I'm saying. That's why I had to interrupt you from the beginning, because you are not the same person.
Well, I don't know.
You are not the same person.
Wow.
This was beautiful. I mean, you had really great, just awesome. You really pulled the best out of me. And so, and you were not overly impressed, but you were impressed.
Mm-hmm.
You did so good. When you went to repeat, let me get one more thing. But this is nothing. I mean, if you didn't change any of this, it's no big deal. As far as the income and all that kind of stuff, you kind of, repeated yourself, in the pitch back to me where there were some more specifics that I gave you that you could have used. That mattered to me. Some specifics like, Danny, on that website, you'll be able to find exactly how you will be able to double your income to an extra $60,000 a year. still being able to enjoy not having that boss hanging over you, but you won't have to deal with those wenches at Penny's, those other decorators that hate your performance. In fact, you know, our company seems to get a lot of recognition for those people who climb, you know, bonuses and, you know, that are number one. I mean, I'm impressed. You've got 100% ratio with what you're doing. That's pretty powerful. And so you'll be able to still use those skills of being able to be more in control of your time, be able to walk into situations and help people to make decisions on things that are most important for their life. Without having to deal with the negatives of those other wenches that you're working with, be able to get your income up to $60,000 a year and, you know, still be able to have control over your time. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you left out the wench thing, which, big deal. I mean, you're nervous. But, I mean, I felt like you did good. Instead, your pitch was more centered around the company. You know, help other people do the same. I could care less about helping somebody else succeed at this point. I was 19.
Yes, don't you love that?
That does not matter an ounce to me. Not a bit. But as far as how do I become number one, you know what I mean? How do I get away from these negative broads that don't support me? And, you know, just like, man, that's too bad. Because you're young? That's terrible. Wow, I'm telling you what, you know, you weren't qualified. It looks like you were qualified. Now I've got an advocate. Yeah, I am. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway. But, yeah, I felt like you did. I think you did awesome. You did awesome. My goodness. I mean, your self-worth is just perfect. It's beautiful, Gina. So, for me, for you, you were textbook. You were beautiful.
Thank you.
The rhythm is the only thing that needs to change. You'll hear that on the MP3. You'll hear where you started to get into this kind of redundant kind of rhythm. But for the most part, you were beautiful and perfect and wouldn't change a thing.
You answered a prayer today. You really did. I said to God, I was like, God, you know what? If she says no and she doesn't role play with me, so be it. I will still listen and I will figure it out.
Oh, good job. Good job. You keep going. It's the passing of time for you, honey. You take the pressure off of yourself. You take the pressure of a timeline off of yourself. You have worked on so many things and have come so far, and there's no doubt in my mind you're going to get exactly where you want to go. No question in my mind. So you take the parameters off, you take the timeline off, and just don't care about what the outcome is. You just know the outcome's coming. And that is going to start to bring breakthrough into your life, just as the breakthroughs happen with the other things in your life. You've been renovated, girl. You've been absolutely renovated. Okay, awesome. All right, Monique, go ahead and put her back in the class. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up some time. We got, like, I don't know, 15 minutes or so of some good bonus time. And so if you have a question, now, Monique, what we have to do is we have to check to make sure that I have their homework assignment in before I can answer their question.
Already, our first person that we have is Barbara Gregson.
Barbara Gregson, hold on. Gregson. Yep, done deal.
Go ahead, Barbara, your line is open.
Hi, thanks, Danny.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question about, you had talked to that Southern man, his name's Eddie, I think. And
yeah.
He had said that... if they can't get to their computer or they're, you know, like
mm-hmm.
they don't have a computer or that at work and they can't get to the computer to direct them to a sizzle call.
If you have such a thing, do you have one?
No.
Yeah, you don't need one. No worries.
Well, could
you don't
I...
have to have one. My point was is that he pushed me off. He let me be pushed off too many days.
Right.
So because he has
that
sizzle call. What's that?
I have trouble with that. Everybody.
Well, the sizzle call is not going to fix that for you.
Okay.
The point is that you're letting them push you off.
Okay.
And so the for him, you know, he says, should I do that? Yeah, that's the point of some urgency there. But
uh-huh.
if you don't have a sizzle call, don't worry about it. That's not necessary. There's lots of people that don't have a sizzle call that just works straight from a website. The point is that don't let them push you off. Please don't misunderstand the information I gave him. You know, remember what I said of, gosh, I'm sorry, that's really not going to work for us. By that point, I would have come to the end of what this advertising campaign is, and I've got a lot of people to interview. And so what is your schedule like today? Do you remember how
okay.
I talked about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what you need to work on, not creating a sizzle call.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
How should I pitch it? Or, you know,
no,
I've heard you say
not,
to pitch it. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Do not create a sizzle call. just do the part that I told him to do.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
All right, girl. Great
All
question.
Right,
okay, who's next?
Next we have Enid Hobson.
Enid Hobson. Yeah, she's got her homework in, as always.
Go ahead, Enid. Your line is open.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, great. I was actually prospecting a lady on the shuttle to Seattle yesterday. And it was went great and all that, and forming her and everything like that. And the end, you know, I was giving her my business card. And sometimes I wish I just had a generic business card.
You should.
Whether you lose weight or not. And what's your advice on that? Because I don't.
I agree with that. I never carry business cards that had the company that I was representing's name on the card, ever.
Can you tell me what to put on a generic page?
It could just be your name.
What do you mean?
In fact, I just got a card from somebody. It just had their name right in the center instead of a company was their name.
No phone number or anything?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, your phone number, your contact information, all that kind of stuff. But nothing that would give away what your company is or does. Because they'll prejudge it.
Yeah, and that's what I think hindered me from talking to Walmart. Look at Walmart so much now. But,
here's the other part is that I very rarely ever gave out my business card. I always just took down their phone number and called them.
Rarely gave it. Okay.
Very rarely ever gave my card to anybody.
But
always just took down their phone number and contacted them.
Well, would you put a capture page website on there or just no email if you put anything on?
No, maybe just email. As little information as possible on that business card. But again, Enid, I very rarely I still very rarely ever give out my business card. Still to this day, I always take theirs and take their contact info and I call them.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think, when would I use a business card like this?
Exactly. Don't go worrying about it. Just collect their phone number. And then you say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm out. You know, here, do you have a pen and paper? Here, you can write down my name and phone number. There you go.
Okay.
Keep it simple. Keep it simple and keep it blind.
Great
question, Enid. Okay, yeah. Monique, go for it.
Jennifer Crippen. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hold on. No. Hold on. I got to check. Crippen with a K or a C?
With a C.
I see it right here. Hold on. Yep, her homework's in. Go for it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I've got a quick question regarding our packages. We, in our, you know, our 9 minutes is we don't have the actual pricing, the breakout of how much, you know, the top and the bottom are. It doesn't cover that really at all.
Okay.
I feel really awkward in saying that at the end after asking if they want to start at the top or the bottom. Where would be appropriate place to talk about the price points of the packages themselves?
Right in the beginning. So, you know, did you get a chance to review that information yet? Okay, well, let me go ahead and tell you exactly how our compensation system works. Take them through it in just a couple minutes, then tell your story, and then go to question number one.
Okay, so finish the sizzle, then go into the compensation, the top, bottom package, my story, and then what'd you like what you heard or saw, you know.
You got it.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next?
Celeste Hamill.
Hold on. Hamill. Yep. Go ahead, Celeste.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barely.
I'm sorry. Three-ways are really pushed by my upline. Should I do this until my prospecting and closing percentages improve?
How long have you been in your business, Celeste?
2 years.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You've been doing your business for 2 years, and you're still bringing your upline is still telling you to bring your prospects to him or her?
Yes. Really, really pushing it. Trying to create a culture of three ways. And I just know, because I've talked to her, and she says, I can't be prospecting and have that many new enrollments per week because I could never train them all. And I said, well, that's what I know that I can because I can just send it to Danny. I outsource that. But she doesn't do Danny. She doesn't promote you, but she doesn't listen to your calls. She doesn't go to your training. But, you know, so she's very, very busy doing her three ways all the time. So
yeah, which means she can't recruit herself.
Right, and she's not really gotten.
Because she's waiting for you guys to recruit for her.
Exactly.
Celeste, that's going to be a personal decision on your part, hon. If you've been doing it for 2 years and just putting your people in front of her for the 2 years, we know how duplicatable that is.
Well, I haven't done three ways with her, and the reason being is...
I don't need to know the reason. Okay. We don't need to talk about the reason. Okay. So you're saying you have not been doing three ways with her.
Right, and she's really trying to push me. She's saying that's what I'm doing wrong.
No. No, honey. We have plenty of people here that do not do three ways with their upline that are able to close.
And I feel I will. I'm upping my numbers.
Yep. It is something that can... there's some duplication problems with that process. The three-meeting plan, yes, man. When you first get started, working with your upline is very important for about that first 30 days. But after that, it's time to fly on your own.
That's what I thought. Because
yep.
I know I can do this.
Well, you need to do it. And I agree with you.
Thank you.
On your path to learning how. There's plenty of people that do it on their own without, you know, three-waying into their upline, especially been there for 2 years. But when you first get started, yeah, you know, doing that in the beginning to learn how. But that being the basis of the business is not good duplication.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Who's next?
Cynthia Casper.
Hold on. Trying to find it here. Yep. Done deal.
Go ahead, Cynthia. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
You know what I've come to notice through as I've been in these classes, I'm in the closing class as well, and, you know, I've gotten so many nuggets and so much information and insight and, you know, technique on how to do this. And what it has come down to for me of what I've realized just yesterday, and it's been devastating for me, it's my belief system.
That's right.
And, you know, it's I took a look back on what I have done in my life. I mean, I've been a school teacher. I was a college recruiter. I was a stockbroker. Oh. And I've done all these things, but I have never been insanely successful. Because I think of my belief.
Yep.
You know, I've had a marriage that's ended in divorce, and I'm at this point now where it's like, how can I talk to people and feel good about talking to them? I mean, I'm feeling emotional about it right now.
Yeah.
About bringing them into my business when I'm not successful myself.
Okay, that's a great question. That's an awesome question. Well, Cynthia, that's a question a lot of people have. In fact, I'm so glad you asked this because it's a lot of people have this question. I know that you've heard me say, and this is what, and now hear me out loud and clear here. You see, Cynthia, it doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter what it takes. You've heard me say that.
Yes.
But see, and it's also not necessarily what you know from your past, but what's more important is what you're going to feed on right now that I'm about to give you.
Okay.
Okay? It's about the bread I'm about to put into your mouth. And here it is. Cynthia, you just had the revelation of, yeah, this boils down to my belief. But see, you are being the issue when it comes to how can I feel good about bringing my business when I am not successful. You're saying that your company's success is determined by Cynthia Casper. You're also saying that your opportunity is only valued at Cynthia Casper's success. You are also saying that the prospect, you are limiting your prospect because you think if you are not as successful as you want to be, then he won't either. Let me ask you a question. Has there ever been somebody get started in this industry that has surpassed their sponsors?
Of course.
Many, thousands, me being one of them. I surpassed my sponsors. The girl who got me started when I was homeless made $2,000 a month for 5 years. She made $2,000 a month. I made $2,000 my first 4 days. Instead of $24,000 a year, I made $250,000 that first year. So here is where when you've heard me say over and over again, you are not the issue.
Yes.
Cynthia, don't limit the next Danny Johnson because you feel like you're not as successful as you want to be. You have nothing to do with it. You are nothing but the messenger. So your inabilities have nothing to do with whether or not I can get started in your business and succeed at it.
And how do I take that to the prospect?
It's get you out of the equation. It's not about you. It's about the prospect. And it's about the prospect having a chance for their life to improve. You're not the issue here.
Okay.
So quit putting you in it. Okay. Whether or not you succeed means nothing to the prospect succeeding.
But then by virtue of getting out of the way and the prospect succeeding, eventually I will succeed. Is that what you're trying to say?
If the focus is somebody else instead of you, you will succeed. You will succeed. So when you're having those thoughts of, you know, I don't know if I'm good at this, guess what your answer is? It doesn't matter. The company's still successful with or without me. And I'm marketing the company.
Okay.
It stands on its own.
Yes.
With or without Cynthia Casper. So you're not selling Cynthia Casper.
Okay.
If you were selling Cynthia Casper as the opportunity, well, then we might have a problem.
Oh, Danny, that's such a relief. That's a relief.
Cynthia Casper is not the product.
Yeah, right. Okay. That is a relief.
You're not it.
Okay, good.
And your company has an amazing track record. From what I understand, you guys are expecting 3,000 to 5,000 people in September for a convention,
amazing.
Right?
Amazing, yes.
Yeah.
And the product.
That's amazing. Do you know how few companies ever get a convention that size?
Oh, my God.
You know, the average convention is like 200 people.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, do you also know that, for any company to get, like, you know, a top-notch speaker, it's going to cost that company a lot.
Yes.
But for a company to get, like, the best in the field.
Yes. I know where you're going.
It takes a work from heaven.
Yes, I know.
I'm coming to speak at your convention in September.
I'm already there.
My point is, your opportunity is awesome.
Yes.
And that's what you're marketing. That's it. You are not in the equation.
Okay. All right. Thank
All right,
you
girl.
So much, Danny.
You're so welcome. Okay, I'll take another one, Monique.
Gina Scott.
Dina Scott, and Dina, you're the last one because we're almost done. Hold on 1 second. Let me double check. Gina. Yep, she's a good girl. Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead, Gina. Your line is open.
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hi. I know we didn't get to role play today on my prospecting, and that's okay. I was kind of nervous anyway. But I just wanted to ask you a question. I asked a question in the bottom of my prospecting email about, you know, I'm calling three different kinds of leads. And,
yeah.
And do you see, like, the 30, 60, you know, the 10, 30?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think I should stop doing the 60 and focus more on putting things in the 10 and 30? Do you know what I'm
saying? What do you think you should do there?
Well, I feel like that I'm spending a lot of time making dials for people who don't even really remember even that they needed an opportunity.
Right.
And so it's like I'm at
Honey, wait, just look at your facts. So you say you spent 10% of your time with Danny Leeds, right, with the Danny Leeds.
Right.
And you enrolled three.
Right.
And you got one product client.
Right.
Hmm. Okay, and then with the old leads, you spent 30% of your time there and you enrolled one.
Right.
And then with the 90-day-old leads, you spent 60% of your time and you enrolled zero.
Right.
So as a business professional, where do you think your time should be spent?
I mean, on the 10 and maybe a little bit 30.
Exactly.
Because I'm like calling like, I called 276 people last week and 60% of my time was, I felt like it was non-productive.
Well, if you look at the facts, it kind of tells you what you should do.
Right.
Good test, by the way. Good test, good tracking.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. And good job, by the way, with your enrollments. I think you did pretty stinking awesome.
Well, I just need to show up to a call. And.
I think you did pretty awesome. I don't think that's the issue. I think when I look at 10% of your time was spent and you enrolled four, right? Three enrollments, one new product. Bummer. I don't know. I know it's between 40% of your time, you enrolled five people.
Right.
I think there's no problem here.
I just need to focus more on that and then instead of the other.
Exactly.
I'll give those
exactly.
two prospects.
Gina, give yourself a break.
Okay.
This is awesome results. You solved your own problem. You're not spending the best use of your time in an area that is worthy of your time. So there ain't nothing wrong with these numbers here at all. I love what you did here. You're acting like a real businessman, woman. It's a good job. Here's where it is. Oh, okay. Well, that seems kind of stupid. I don't think I'll be spending 60% of my time where the least amount of results are.
Right. And then I'll just give those to new partners and let them practice on those.
There you go, baby.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, girl. Awesome job. Okay, cool. Well, guys, I've got a final little message that I got to give you here real quick. First of all, you got a final homework assignment that is coming your way. In fact, you may already have it in your email box right now. And what I want you to understand is just like what we heard with Janina. Oh, my gosh. I mean, and same with Enid Hobson. I mean, think about how many times they've been through a class, how many times they've been to First Steps and Dynasty, and yet they've been on a process, and success is a process. And you need to understand that you are being prepared. You are being refined for what is to come. You're being refined for something huge. And you need to understand that you, even though you may be going through some challenges, you may be hitting some resistance, hitting some brick walls, some frustration, it may seem like nothing is working for you. You're being refined, and refining is part of the process of success. So you must understand and see there is a great value in what you just experienced for this month. Some of you had amazing, phenomenal results that really have brought tears to my eyes, and others of you had intangible results which also brought tears to my eyes. How you've grown personally, how you have grown in your confidence, how you have no longer been on trial, but that knowing that a prospect's on trial because your company, your industry, and the success that it is producing is not on trial. You've got that. And what an awesome position to be in to focus on that instead of focusing on what isn't happening. Many of your confidence grew. I got the emails. You got stronger. Your eyes were open. Your ears were clear. You grew to be wiser in your business. Look what you did. You held yourself accountable. We worked together as a team. Collectively, all of us in this class worked together as a team. And others of you struggled, yet you still plowed ahead. I am particularly most proud of you that you struggled and you still plowed ahead. You have to understand that you are being refined for what's to come. And what is to come is what is the desire in your heart. Whether it's a multi-million dollar enterprise, that is what you're being refined for. Or like Janina, to be a six-figure income earner. You're being refined for leadership, for driving a vision, for driving an army to follow that vision. Why do I say for leadership? Because there's not one leader on the planet that has not suffered. There's not one leader on the planet that has not had to deal with resistance and obstacles and frustration and brick walls and making mistakes. Every leader on the planet has had to deal with those things, which has created their story as well as their authority to tell that story and their authority to help others make it through resistance and frustration and brick walls. And so understand that this refining process that you're going through is for a purpose, and that is for the army that you will lead someday, and you'll be sharing the stories like you've heard me share of my past and things that I've done and things I've had to break through and bust through and how I used to feel. That's what you're creating right now, even with going through this class with the results that you've got or the results that you feel like you didn't get. Either way, I promise you, this is all creating your personal story. You're being refined for solving problems without overreacting and walking in that, oh well, moving on, same kind of an attitude. You're being refined for no longer letting other people's negativity derail you from what you are called to do. Their negativity has nothing to do with where you're going, and whatever circumstances you're going through right now, 5 years from now, it ain't going to make one bit of difference. In fact, it'll be a testimony that you're given about how you overcame it. You are being refined to be the best you can be and to build and develop a business that is built to last. So now that you have come through this system of being able to learn how to prospect, begin to understand the secrets of getting people to show up for a presentation, there are some things that you'll need to understand. There's some advancements that you need to understand, some things that you want to master, especially those of you that have been sponsoring people. There's some things that you want to pay attention to and study moving yourself forward to keep you on the right track. One of which, and somebody said it earlier today, that they had been, in fact, it was Al Holcomb. I feel like the most powerful tool that we have personally for home study, the most powerful tool that we have to, I believe, that keeps you on the right track and moving yourself forward, more so than just audios, more so than a conference call. And the reason is this: we can get unfocused when we're watching a conference call. We can get distracted when we're listening to an audio on the web. We can get distracted when we have, prospecting closure rate of millions in our cars while we're driving, or while we're cooking dinner, or while we're taking a shower. Our minds wander because we are not fully captivated in the moment, just like when we're at First Steps to Success. You know, when we're at First Steps, you're not a choice, man. I'm in your face. You're sitting down. You have nothing else to do besides sit, watch, listen, and take notes and document what it is that you're feeling and what you're experiencing and what you're learning. And so this is why Dynamic Duplication, the DVD series of those 6 DVDs, are so hugely powerful, because it forces you to sit down, watch, listen, experience, take notes. There's no distraction time. Of course, your kid can come in there and scream and cry and ask for something, but there's a pause button for that. And the reality is you don't want to miss any part of what's going through. And so as far as continuing yourself in that accountability, even if we're sitting down for an hour and watching that thing and experiencing that thing and being able to see the body language and being able to see what authority looks like, because 93% of all communication being non-verbal. And so that's one quick tip that I wanted to pass on to you, moving yourself forward through the summer. Imagine, I mean, you heard me tell my story that I watched the same old 2 videos every day for 30 days, and I had outrageous results, $52,000 worth of sales volume. First time I'd ever created that kind of business. My check was over $20,000. Completely blew my mind. And so take this summer time to keep yourself focused and making yourself sit down and watch what is happening on your TV screen. Cut out Oprah. Cut out Seinfeld. Cut out the news for 1 hour and pop in the DVD. Maybe starting it early in the morning. And I'm not saying working out while you're watching it. I'm saying watch it. Sit down. Take notes as though you're in a First Steps experience. The other thing is if you're already getting people started in your business, you want to know what to do with them that's proper. And so there's 3 things. It's actually more of an advanced system. An advanced system for closing, an advanced system for putting them to work, an advanced system for where strategically to have them in your organization, and that would be the Presentation Success System, Insider Secrets, and Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. You see, this class has been about prospecting, and I had somebody just recently tell me, man, that Expose, Involve, and Upgrade system has improved my closing ratios ridiculously, and here's why. Not a heavy, hard close. It's a full-on, non-threatening close where that, it's literally, like you've heard me talk at First Steps, the cow leading himself into the trailer. You're putting them through a process, and that process takes care of it for you. And really, it's just about maintaining a relationship, and that's easy to do. That is so easy to do. The part that's not easy for some of us to do is to bring them to the decision. Well, let the process of Expose, Involve, and Upgrade bring them to that decision on their own. The Insider Secrets, as far as what are you really building? What does the blueprint look like? What should the foundation look like? The 5 different types of reps that you have in your business and what to do with them and how to motivate them each individually. This is not about gems. This is about their function and how to discern what their function is and how to maximize what their function is. And you want to talk about pressure being lifted off of you? Insider Secrets is a big pressure releaser, big time. And then, of course, massive duplication with the Presentation Success System. That's all about duplication. So between these four things that I've just given you, that's going to make your summer very, very, very productive. I am proud of you that you answered this call. You answered this invitation to be able to not wind up like everybody else during the summer of sitting on your butt and waiting for things to happen, but instead you press forward and you made things happen. We had several... we had outrageous results of crazy dials, and we had hundreds and hundreds, actually thousands of dials that were made this month between all of us. We had thousands of people sit through presentations this past month from all of us. Isn't that exciting? And so when you think about other people out there in your companies or your competitors that were, you know, instead of pressing forward and getting market share, they were sitting around letting you get the market share. So, and I know that there are some of you that actually got yourself in your bonus pools this month. I've been watching you every single week. And then there are some of you that busted through the fear barrier, busted through the barrier of talking to people on the phone, busted through the barrier of having high dials, and you did it. For the vast majority of you, you guys did awesome in the area of dials. And that's the activity that starts everything else from happening. So, guys, other than that, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your commitment. Thank you so much for pressing through. Thank you so much for leading. Thank you so much for investing in yourself. Thank you so much for what you mean to the rest of the industry. Thank you so much for the example that you're setting. Thank you so much. You're giving us all hope in an industry that I believe is the greatest industry, to be able to have that industry impact lives because of the example that it is that you're setting. And so we're very proud of you. And just understand where you're at right now is just preparation for where you're going. So God bless you, and I'll be talking to you guys soon.